Are you thinking about starting a business? Does your business need a loan or investors? Are you ready to grow and succeed? Then you need to call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. at 470-238-9097 for more information or to schedule your free business consultation.
And hello and welcome to today's show, Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp is a full-service business consulting firm that provides business plan creation and review, marketing plans, marketing implementation, process automation, accounting services, and now business technology strategy consulting and implementation services. I'm honored today to introduce the CEO of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., co-host of Strategic Insights Radio, Jennifer Ruse. Jennifer has over 20 years experience working as both in corporate for companies such as Mid-America Research Fact and Focus, Lucent Technologies, Kyocera Wireless, ARS, later known as Current Analysis, and WebSense Software Security. After WebSense, Jennifer began her career as a serial entrepreneur. She started Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. in 2014. I'd also like to introduce our guest, Gail Ely. Gail is a business leadership coach and the founder of Total Life Leadership. It's a company focused on helping entrepreneurs, senior leaders, and their teams to perform more effectively so they and their businesses can thrive. Total Life Leadership provides services in executive coaching, leadership and team development, and change management. Gail's a seasoned business professional with over 30 years of experience in the public and private sector. She holds a BS in Business Administration from San Diego State University and an MBA from the University of Louisville. Gail is also an inspirational speaker with the ability to genuinely connect with audiences to move them to create more success and satisfaction in their work and lives. Gail also serves as an adjunct professor at the Georgia campus of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, teaching classes on leadership and self-awareness.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Gail, for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's start by telling me a little bit about Total Life Leadership.
Well, Total Life Leadership is a leadership coaching and development company that serves public, private, and nonprofit businesses with 1 to about 500 employees. We focus on helping entrepreneurs and senior leaders increase their leadership capacity, develop leadership within the organization, increase team effectiveness, and successfully navigate organizational change. And Jennifer, the main reason we focus on small to mid-sized businesses rather than large corporations is because we want to partner with those who have a vested interest in the success of the company and can make decisions and changes that positively impact the entire organization.
So how do you define an effective leader?
I define an effective leader as someone who really understands who he or she is. There was a study in 2010 put out by Green Peak Partners in cooperation with Cornell University that surveyed a number of successful leaders in large companies from like $50 million to $1 billion. And they determined that self-awareness was the number one contributing factor to that leader's success, including the financial performance of the organization.
So you brought up self-awareness, right? And how do you help people with their self-awareness?
I use a number of tools, but what I use is a coach approach. I am a coach. I'm a certified professional coach, and I use a coach approach that actually believes that the client really knows and understands who they are. And my job is to help them just really get at that, identify that, and embrace that.
Okay. So, what makes effective leadership so important to the success of a business?
Well, the job of a leader is to be the torchbearer for the mission and goals of the organization. So leadership is the major factor that makes everything work together seamlessly. Without leadership, all of the other resources that you have just really, you know, are meaningless. So an effective leader is one who can create an environment in which those who work for the organization are engaged fully in carrying out its mission. So the important thing to understand is that while there are common characteristics of effective leaders like integrity and trust, Leadership style isn't a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. So again, as I was mentioning before about self-awareness, a truly effective leader discovers what is unique about him or her and develops his or her own leadership style. And whether you are a solopreneur, a startup, you still have to be the leader of yourself, you know, even if there's no one else technically that's working with you.
Yeah, I know as a leader, I mean, some of the biggest things for me that I think are important, you know, controlling my staff and understanding is good communication skills.
Yes.
Motivating my team. I want to inspire them to mm-hmm. actually do better, supporting mm-hmm. them so that they can take it. I'd like them to someday surpass me at some point.
Absolutely.
So training them to continue to do that and do the team building to put a stronger team together so that they work together. And also, one of the biggest things, and I know this is a strange thing to say, but as a leader, is risk-taking.
Yes.
Being prepared to actually take a risk at the right time.
Yes.
And not miss your window of yes. opportunity.
Yes.
And of course, yes, I agree, the vision and goal is paramount. Being able to both communicate that goal and vision, but also to implement that goal and vision mm-hmm. and stand behind it, good, bad, or indifferent, and then fix it along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you, Jennifer. Risk-taking is really, really important. But it's one of the things that people are most afraid of is failing.
I know. And it's funny because as a leader, you know, you can't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
Because your failure is still a success. You're going to learn something from it.
Exactly. One of the things I do when I'm helping some of my clients to set goals, if they've got a really big project or presentation to do, I help them set goals by using what I call the ABC technique. The A is you hit it out of the park. What does that look like? The B is, you know, I did okay. And you know what the C always is? What did I learn? Mm-hmm. If A or B doesn't happen, what did I learn?
Exactly. I deal with a lot of business owners, and some are leaders, some are managers, and there is a difference between the two.
Absolutely.
And maybe we should talk a little bit about that for the listeners, right? That difference between a leader and a manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in my perspective, the leader is the visionary, the one who controls everything, not controls in the day-to-day operation necessarily, but has a hand in it, but is the one who creates that culture in that environment and helps to foster that environment, where the manager is that day-to-day operations person who is helping to implement that vision.
Yeah, and I think you say it really well, Jennifer. I think the leader is kind of the cultivator of the culture and the visionary, and the manager is the one carrying out the operations. It's interesting because as I was dealing with a client a while back who was very much a leader and very much a visionary, and he was not really happy with one of his staff members. And, you know, I said, one of the worst things you can do when you're surrounding yourself with people is surround yourself with people who are just like you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because he was a leader and the visionary, he kind of wanted her to be that, but he really needed someone to be the operations person.
Yeah, there has to be people who have different capabilities that make a whole.
Exactly.
In the group. You can't have all of the same type, because the worst thing is if you have too much of the same, you're just, number one, you're never going to have a good debate
yes.
about better opportunities that could come your way. But the other thing is you want to kill each other at some point.
Exactly.
But I think the interesting part for any entrepreneur, as we know, right, for a true small business or entrepreneur, is that they've got to be both.
Yes.
So, because at some point, they're going to be everything. Yes. They are literally the janitor to the CEO.
Yeah.
And so, they have to be implementing this vision that they're creating and then creating a culture that doesn't exist yet.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I help my clients in that way. And I use a really interesting analogy. And you may have heard it before. It's, what hat are you wearing today?
Pretty much.
You know? And sometimes people have a hat rack in the corner and it has a whole lot of hats on it, you know? I think the question is, given what you're doing in that moment, what is the appropriate hat to be wearing?
Yeah, and I have this joke within my company, right? Depending on which card you pick up from my business, and it's true, it has a different title on it.
Okay.
And it says everything from janitor to CEO.
Yeah.
So some people have picked up a janitor card for me and looked at me really strange. But it's true. I mean, as a small business owner, you tend to be absolutely everything until your business starts to grow up yeah. and you start filling those different roles within the organization.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, again, it's back to what in this moment, which hat do you need to wear?
Exactly.
And maybe if it's janitor, just do the janitor. you know, and then move on to the next thing.
Exactly. So a little bit about the company and what you do within your organization. So what is coaching and how does it support a business leader's success?
Well, coaching, you know, lots of people ask me, what's the difference between consulting and coaching and even therapy sometimes? And it's really working with the individual leader or with a team while honoring them in terms of, you know, they're really the ones that have the gifts. I really believe that we all have the answers within us. Sometimes we need tools and frameworks to help us with that. And I provide those tools and framework. But the main thing I do is to create conversations that help them to get where it is that they want to go.
What kind of conversations?
Lots of questions. What is it that you really want? What is holding you back from doing what you really want? Okay, now that you know what you want, what are the steps to get you there? And that may sound very simplistic, but sometimes we don't know the answers to those questions. And to have someone else ask you those questions, you know, and reflect on what you're saying and ask, you know, a little bit more, let's dig a little bit deeper. Well, let's, you know, what is holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
What is that limiting belief that you have? That's what coaching is really all about. A lot of what I do with my clients is help them get out of their own way. You know?
Yeah, I've been in my way more than once, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So what's unique about your coaching approach? Because I know there are a lot of people who say that they're coaches out there. There's a lot of different schools of thought around not just leadership coaching, but management coaching, mm-hmm. business consulting, management consulting, mm-hmm. all these different verbs that I use. And let's face it, I mean, my company is a business consulting firm, mm-hmm. but I know that we don't actually broach on what you provide. So I'd like our listeners to understand the difference between what it is our firm does versus what it is a company like yours does.
Okay. And I often get that question. Someone will ask me if I'm a business coach. And I will always say to them, what do you mean by business coach? Because often they are looking for somebody to do a lot of, you know, what your company does. And that is not what I do. I am in the business of helping people to develop themselves as leaders. So the unique approach I use is, you may have heard, you know, there are a lot of different tools you can use to help with leadership. DISC profiling, strength finders, 5 behaviors of a cohesive team. You may not have heard of something called the Energy Leadership Index Assessment.
No, I haven't.
Okay. And I was trained in the core energy coaching process, which was developed by a man named Bruce Schneider. He actually wrote a book called Energy Leadership. And in 2015, I wrote a blog about a leader's most valuable personal resource, and that is their energy. And in the book, Energy Leadership, Bruce Schneider describes energy as the way you show up in the world.
Okay. And what is, can you explain that a little bit too?
Sure. Your energy is really tied to your own self-awareness. This goes back to self-awareness, which is determined by how you see yourself, the people in your life, and the world around you. Think about this. How you see yourself as a leader, the lens through which you view yourself, the lens through which you view your situation and the way your organization works directly impacts your decision-making and your actions. If you believe you can do something, you can do it. If you have these, you know, blocks that keep you from doing that, it's going to hold you down and actually contract your thinking and put blinders on you. If you're afraid to do something, if you feel like a victim of something, you end up putting blinders on that blind you to what I know you and I, Jennifer, talk about is all the opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what the assessment that I use actually tells people and shows people, where are you now in that process of your thinking? And then taking advantage of the ways in which it's working for them,
mm-hmm.
and then helping them to work past the things that is not working.
Yeah, and what's interesting too is I always find, especially with the small businesses, with leadership coaching, the leader or the CEO or the head of the business actually can sometimes looks for that coach, but then they don't look down at their staff and get leadership coaching for them.
Yeah.
Now, I know in my company, I even send my staff out to leadership coaching and other kinds of classes throughout the year. But, you know, I see a true benefit in creating leaders throughout the entire business, because no matter what role you're in, there is some aspect of leadership that can help build it. So what's your thought on how would you, if a company came to you and actually asked you, you know, should I be sending other people to you, what kind of response would you give?
My response is that every single one of us is a leader because we first and foremost have to lead ourselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yes, everyone can benefit from leadership training, coaching, you know, whatever you want to call it. And in fact, the Energy Leadership Index assessment can be given to an entire team and the results aggregated so that you can see, you know, what levels are in the team itself, and then help each team member to move from a lower level of energy where they may be afraid, mm-hmm. to a higher level of energy where they are actually seeing those opportunities. That's a benefit for the whole organization.
No, I agree. And again, for our listeners, the differentiation between what Gail does, which is the leadership coaching, and what a company like my firm does, which is business consulting. I mean, we provide literally operational consulting on the operations of the business, not how you run the business necessarily, though we do talk about that a little bit, but rather how to implement it properly to put the operations in place. That includes everything from the business structure to the marketing, the research mm-hmm. behind it, understanding your target market, not necessarily understanding you, but rather understanding right. your target.
Right.
So
exactly.
Our focus is outward, yeah. where Gail's focus I think is more inward. And correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you say it really well. And they have to go together. They have to go together. You have to understand who you are as a leader so that you understand how you're being perceived, not just by your employees, but by your potential clients, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, and perception is definitely paramount these days.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So if someone was trying to reach out to you or our business was interested in working with you, so how would they engage you?
First of all, and I've mentioned this earlier a little bit, it always starts with a conversation. I want to have a conversation with that leader to know what are their challenges, what are the things that they're really struggling with, so that we can put together a package that works for them. There are all kinds of tools out there, you know, lots of tools in the toolkit and toolbox, mm-hmm. Lots of ways to go about it. One organization that I worked with was our local library system, and they engaged me in a time when they were going through a significant amount of change. So I did executive coaching with the executive director. I did teamwork and team development with the branch managers, and we did a lot of work around change management. So lots of different ways to package it. Complimentary coaching session. If an individual wants to get coached through me, I always do a complimentary session. We got to be a good fit.
Yeah,
you know, we got to be a good fit.
Can you go a little bit into what change management is?
Or? Sure. Yeah, change management. Change is happening all the time. There are lots of major initiatives in companies with regard to change management. The work that I did with our local library system was not about the technology changes they were making or the operational changes they were making. It was how do you help people go through change? They go through a very predictable three-stage process.
Okay,
when
such
they go through change. The three-stage process, number one, whenever change happens, there's always an ending. There's always something that you have to give up. And it may even be a good thing, but it's going to be different, mm-hmm. you know? And then there's that messy middle piece, you know, where things aren't settled yet, but the old isn't, you know, but that's actually the most creative time. You know, when let's say you've got policies that are not going to work in the new environment, you know, but you don't have them set yet. In the middle is where you say, okay, what do we want to work this time? And then the third step is really the ending. It's where you really take off again. But if you don't allow your teams to transition through that process, mm-hmm. if you move too quickly to, oh, the new is going to be really great without helping them understand why we're having to change to this, your changes is not going to be as effective.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're hired into a company and the change management is occurring or the change is occurring and you look at the change and you think it's a bad idea?
Well, you know, I've wondered sometimes about certain things, but that's not for, you know, that's not for me to say. I'm there to help them, you know. I mean, gosh, I've got an MBA, you know, so I may say, are you sure you want to do this? Or as a coach, what I would say is, help me understand. For what purpose are you making this change? Because they've got to convince their employees that there's a good reason to be doing it.
Yes, I could see not being able to convince you would be more difficult.
Yeah, and I'm likely to say, okay, so this really means this? And they might go, oh no, that's, you know, so it's all about, a lot of it is about messaging as well to the staff. And interestingly enough, in the library situation, the next step that had to happen was to help the customers go through the change process, because they were literally changing the technology, changing the way they were servicing the customers. So it, you know, it trickled down to that level as well.
Yeah, it does have a trickle down effect, especially when you deal with consumer side of things.
Yes. Yeah.
So you do have to change. And then, of course, with the consumer side, it's looking the other way as well, because the consumers have a specific perception.
Yes.
And it doesn't always match what the leader is trying to come across.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we run into that a lot on our side as well of the business. But I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The one thing I would say is that, you know, you can contact me at my website, total-life-leadership.com. Or 678-520-7477.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. Thank you, Gail. This has been Strategic Insights Radio, discussing the importance of a strong leadership. Again, as you heard Gail say, for more information about Gail Ely, CEO and founder of Total Life Leadership, you can call her at 678-520-7477 or visit the website total-life-leadership.com. You can also contact Jennifer Ruse at Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. And contact Sterling Rose Consulting Corp at 470-202-8659 or visit them at sterlingrosconsultingcorp.com.